Ukrainian refugees. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. Ukrainian officials say that over 7 million people have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion, and many of them have gone to neighboring countries such as Poland.
For the first time during this war, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came to Poland, and he came with a bipartisan delegation. Those lawmakers were able to have some sit-down meetings with the Polish Prime Minister and the Poland Defense Secretary, and then they got to visit the Poland-Ukraine border to be able to meet in person with the 82nd Airborne. Now, while they were at the border, they were also able to get an assessment of the refugee crisis on the ground as Congress approves billions of dollars in aid. I'm told lawmakers wanted to get a sense of the needs of both Poland and Ukraine firsthand.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, and the mayor of New York City has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
A statement from Mayor Eric Adams' press secretary Fabian Levy confirmed the diagnosis. According to Levy, the mayor woke up with a raspy voice Sunday morning and, as a precaution, took a PCR test that came back positive. Levy says the mayor is isolating and has no other symptoms. He will also be taking an antiviral medication, which is being offered free to New Yorkers to limit severe symptoms. The mayor is canceling his scheduled events this week. Sunday marked Mayor Adams' 100th day in office. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Meanwhile, authorities say gunfire at a Cedar Rapids, Iowa nightclub left 2 people dead and 10 hurt. Police said in a news release that the shooting happened shortly before 1:30 a.m. Sunday at the Taboo nightclub and lounge, and that officers who were patrolling downtown were able to respond quickly. The police didn't say whether there was one or more suspected shooters and what might have led to the shooting or whether they had arrested anyone. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control will do away with a special COVID-19 provision that prevents entry into the nation by otherwise undocumented migrants. This has a number of states threatening action out of a fear of numbers of illegal immigrants ending up again in their cities.
The pending end of so-called Title 42 would see an end to quick removals from the U.S. of undocumented migrants and resume standard immigration procedures. Texas Governor Greg Abbott promises to send an anticipated influx of migrants out of his state.
Off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
Despite rules against accepting migrants, hundreds of thousands have poured into Texas from Mexico with limited pursuit by law enforcement. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Nevada's largest university is going smoke-free.
The University of Nevada, Las Vegas, announcing Friday the new policy will go into effect August 15th in time for the fall 22 semester and will also apply to vaping. The policy goes beyond the state's existing law against smoking in most indoor public places by expanding it to include outdoor areas as well. The university says the pandemic played a role in the policy's approval last fall by a university policy committee by heightening awareness of respiratory illnesses. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And a foreign businessman could be in hot water over an unusual collection.
That businessman owned a private taxidermy collection with more than 1,000 stuffed animals. Spain's civil guard saying the collection was found in 2 warehouses north of Valencia. It includes just over 400 specimens from protected species and at least 1 North African oryx, which is already extinct. Also found specimens of cheetah, leopard, lion, polar bear, and white rhinoceros, among others. 198 large ivory elephant tusks were also found. The owner could be charged with trafficking and other crimes. That collection is estimated to be worth over $31 million on the black market. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.